Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Feed Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Perrott, Gerald Moore, Hans Conried, The Sportsman, Charles Danton's orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
In my Rancho Rio Grande, beside the sleepy Rio Grande, yuccas looming in the moonlight
makes my world a magic land.
In starlit hours,
where sweet contentment flowers,
I found every dream my heart has planned.
My heart has planned.
In my Rancho Rio Grande,
beside the sleepy Rio Grande.
Ay, 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 on the sleepy Rio Grande.
Well, last week, Humphrey Cooper turned down Judy's leap year proposal. Judy has developed quite an inferiority complex because of the rejection. And so, we find her again seeking help in the office of Dr. Kearns, the psychiatrist.
Howdy, Miss Cludge.
Good morning, Miss Canova. Dr. Kearns will see you in just a moment. Just take a seat with these other schmoes. I mean patients.
Thank you very much.
Gee, kiddo, you do need a psychiatrist. You sound like you lost your last friend.
Oh, it's worse than that. My boyfriend, Humphrey Cooper, turned down my leap year proposal.
Well, you ain't gonna give up, are you?
I sure ain't. I come from the West, where men are men and women are women.
Yeah, kid. You ought to fit in there someplace. Oh, here's Dr. Kearns. He's ready to see you now.
Oh, good morning, Miss Canova. Well, still feeling depressed?
I sure am, Dr. Kearns.
Oh, come into my office. Goodness, I don't think I've ever seen your ego drooping so low.
Well, I got dressed in a hurry. I forgot to hitch it up. Doc, I'm feeling awful blue about getting turned down on my leap year proposal to Humphrey Cooper.
Well, I hope that doesn't make you bitter toward all men.
Well, it makes me mad. Men are so selfish. They're so conceited. Men are brutes.
Sometimes you wish there were no men?
No, I never get that mad. Well, I don't.
Yes. Well, that's very encouraging, Miss Canova. Your situation isn't hopeless as long as you can show an interest in some other man.
I don't know, Doc. I tried that. On my bureau, I got a picture of Gregory Peck. On my wall, I got a picture of Clark Gable. And under my pillow, I got a picture of Cary Grant, and I think I'm going nuts.
Well, why?
All night long, I keep dreaming about Gene Autry's horse. Oh, golly. You know, my boyfriend Humphrey's got a higher IQ than me. That's why I don't stand a chance with him.
Well, Miss Canova, we can readily test your brain activity. Do you see these two wires?
Yeah, I see them. What are they for?
Well, they're attached to a machine which measures the electrical impulses of the brain. Now, here. First, I'll hold the wires in my hand, and it will register my brain activity. Like this. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll have my nurse hold the wires. Oh, here, Miss Cludge.
Okay, Doctor, I'm holding them.
Say, ain't you gonna try that brain tester on me?
Certainly. Here, now you hold the wires.
Okay. I don't hear nothing.
Well, just give it time to work.
Sure had to strain, didn't it? Golly, I guess Humphrey was right when he said my IQ ain't as high as his is.
Oh, don't worry, Miss Canova. I'll give your case some further thought and call you at your house later.
Thank you, Doc. I'll be waiting for your call. Ed Aggie, if I want Humphrey to accept my leap year proposal, I got to do something to boost my IQ.
I know, Judy. Dr. Kearns just phoned and suggested that I hire a tutor for you. So I've engaged Professor Chumbly.
Oh, that old professor from England. He's just as silly from Piccadilly. Him and his Oxford accent. Peep, peep, what, what, and all that sort of rot, you know. He drives me crazy. Every time I see him, he sticks his head in the door and he says,
"Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita."
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, will you get the car out? I want you to drive me to the tutors.
Senorita.
Yes, Pedro?
If the car was in an accident and the motor fell out, I don't think I could drive you. In case you don't expect to walk, and I think you will. I think.
Oh, Pedro, it's always something. The last time you took the car out, it was a broken fender.
See.
The time before, it was a smashed radiator.
See.
And then it was a broken axle.
See.
What is it this time?
A pile of junk.
See.
Senorita, I couldn't see where I was going on account of the gooseberries.
Oh, now, Pedro, what's gooseberries got to do with it?
Well, I was driving along with my arm around my girl, minding my own business. The traffic light got balled up, and all of a sudden, the fruit store made a left turn, and I got the gooseberries in the pool.
Pedro, you didn't have your mind on what you were doing.
Oh, yes, I did. I was necking my girl. And, Senorita, sometimes when I want to neck my girl and she turns me down, I just get weak all over and I turn to Patty.
Pedro, you mean Putty.
No, I mean Patty. She's my girl's sister and she'd kiss anybody. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Buenas tardes.
And a hot toddy to you too, Pedro. Golly, I better call a taxi. I gotta get over to the tutors. Well, Mr. Chumley, you've been tutoring me for 2 hours now. How am I doing?
Miss Canova, if anybody ever offers you a penny for your thoughts, grab it.
You mean I ain't doing so good, huh?
That, my dear young lady, is the understatement of the week. I can sum up my opinion of you in one word. Nincompoop.
Nincompoop? Who are you kidding? That's three words. Nincompoop.
Yes, yes, yes. Miss Canova, you are wasting your time with education. Are you sure this boyfriend is even remotely interested in you?
Why, he must be. Last week he sent me a beautiful corsage of flowers.
Miss Canova, the word is corsage. The A-G-E is pronounced arge. Arge.
Oh, I see. When the flowers wilted, I threw the corsage in the garbage. Garbage.
Miss Canova, yes. Miss Canova, perhaps we'd best resume our enunciation and vocal exercises. What? Yeah. How now, brown cow? Now repeat after me, please. How now, brown cow?
How now, brown cow? How now? Hey, you know, this reminds me of the time on the farm when our cow sat down on the floor of the barn at milking time and refused to get up.
What has that to do with this?
Well, I showed her the milking bucket and I says, "How now, brown cow?" Elocution stuff so important.
Why, young woman, the first thing a man notices when he meets a girl is her speech. He wants to hear how she sounds.
Golly, all the men I ever met are like used car dealers. They don't pay no attention to the sound of the horn till they've looked over the chassis. Say, Mr. Chum, why don't you crawl me out on history? That's my specialty.
History? Well, very well. I suppose you've heard about Henry VIII. He was the king who had six wives. Now tell me, when did he live?
I don't know, but he sure did, didn't he?
Miss Canova, you are as sharp as a tack.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, and if I only had a hammer. I'll try again. Now, at the Boston Tea Party, who tried to get rid of all the tea and threw it into the harbor?
Chasen Sanborn.
No, Miss Canova, no. It was done by the early settlers in protest against England. But later, England recognized the new United States government.
Oh, yeah, I know. England became friendly with the United States in 1779.
Yes, but do you know why?
Yep, they knew they were going to borrow money in 1948.
Miss Canova, my patience is exhausted. I'm convinced you're an absolute simpleton. You're in the same category with a moron.
Cozy in here, ain't it?
Miss Canova, I've heard quite enough. Why don't you go back to the jungle with the rest of the baboons?
I will. Any message?
Miss Canova, where were you educated?
I graduated from the University of California.
You what?
I got my diploma at Hollywood High School.
Well?
I got to the fifth grade in grammar school.
Miss Canova.
Skip it. I had to shoot my way out of kindergarten.
Lady, we wish you had television at your house. Wish you could see this blue and white box in my hand. You know the package, though. Can probably see it in your mind's eye when I tell you the name. It's Super Suds. It's world famous because it's been proved that just one box of new extra sudsy 1948 Super Suds can fill a freight car, can fill a Greyhound bus with rich, thick, bubbly, overflowing suds. Colgate Palmolive Pete added increased amounts of costly ingredients to Super Suds to give you all those extra suds. Now, you may not want to fill boxcars or buses, but you do want whiter, brighter washers. Just because of those extra suds in the new Super Suds, no other soap in the world can remove more dirt, wash clothes cleaner, wash clothes whiter, and you need no bleach. So, why don't you buy a box of new 1948 Super Suds and tote home a truckload of extra rich suds today.
Super suds, extra suds for whiter duds.
Now for some musical magic with Judy Canova, the sportsman, and Bongo, 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 Civilization.
Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree that civilization is a thing for me to see. But bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go.
Want no bright lights, false beeps, doorbells, landlords.
I make it clear
that no matter how they coax me,
I stay right here.
Oh, bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo.
No, 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 no.
Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle.
I refuse to go.
Don't want no jailhouse, shotgun, fish hooks, golf clubs, noise in my ear. So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here.
And as our
safari moves deeper and deeper into the jungle, we see many tracks of wild game. Darkness closes in, and baleful eyes gleam at us from the brush.
Where's my element?
Now we are approaching our destination, the most isolated remote spot on the globe. There ahead we see a native. He sees us. Now he screams a warning to the rest of the tribe.
Run for the hills, boys. Here comes the revenuers.
Stand back, we're a-counting.
Touch the water, leave this mountain.
No. If and you ain't careful, stranger.
Here I am mighty fearful.
You have misery. Don't be no chance, there's a drumming.
Hurry inside, plumbing.
If you ain't make it clear.
Now you better start a-moving.
Cause we aim to stay right here.
Well, Judy's attempt to get herself a quick education was not exactly successful. But after all, this is leap year, and she still has hopes that Humphrey Cooper will reconsider her proposal.
Miss Judy, don't feel too bad about not getting married yet.
Geranium, what are you laughing about?
I'm laughing about what my mama said. Mama says marriage is like paying the mortgage on your house.
Marriage is like paying the mortgage on your house.
Yeah, if you don't keep up the interest before you know it, you're out in the cold.
Well, after all, you've got nothing to worry about. You've got your boyfriend, Pomeroy.
Yeah, Miss Judy, but Pomeroy's a very fussy man. He says he likes local girls.
Oh, well, then you ought to be all set. You were born here. You grew with Los Angeles.
Yeah, honey, I grew with Los Angeles, but I didn't stop at the city limits.
Well, don't let that discourage you, Geranium. This is leap year, you know.
Yeah, Miss Judy, I know. The other night, I got all set to pop the question to Pomeroy. I got down on my knees, and then suddenly I got frightened.
You got frightened?
Yeah, I was afraid I couldn't get up again.
Well, what did Pomeroy do?
Oh, he sure was surprised. He thought I'd be too bashful to propose to him. He said I had a Sunday school face.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said, honey, I may have a Sunday school face, but I sure got Saturday night ideas.
Judy, Humphrey Cooper is just coming up the walk.
Oh, boy, now's my chance.
Judy, I hope what you learn from the tutor will make an impression on Humphrey.
Gee, I hope so, too, Aunt Aggie. Come in.
Hello, Judy.
How now, brown powder? Humphrey.
Yes, Judy.
Have you thought over my leap year proposal?
Judy, are you really serious about this? Are you really asking for my hand?
Yeah, of course, it's understood that the rest of you goes with it.
But, Judy, actually, I've only seen you on a few occasions. It would be a matter of hours if we condensed it.
Well, then let's get married.
Get married?
All right, sure, this is too good to condense. Let's get it homogenized. Just think, Humphrey. Just think, we could settle down and have a family. Maybe 12 children.
12 children?
Yeah, and if we like them, we could have more the second year.
But Judy, that's silly.
Oh, I don't know. Last night I had a wonderful dream about you and me.
Yes.
We were married, had a nice family. You were sitting across from me at the breakfast table. Humphrey, why don't you eat your breakfast?
No, hash again. What's in it?
Look at it.
I am looking at it. That's what made me ask. Listen, Judy, I want to talk to you. When you got up this morning, you were sitting on the edge of the bed and smiling. What about?
Well, all night long, I dreamt I was on a sailboat alone with Tyrone Power. Tyrone.
Yeah, and all night long, I kept tossing and turning, tossing and turning.
You're telling me. By morning, Tyrone and me were seasick. Tyrone's so big and strong. He's such a wonderful hunk of man.
Oh, every morning it's Tyrone Power. Yakety-yak, yakety-yak, yak. I bet you if you had a chance, you'd leave me for him.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Nope. It's hard to digest chicken a la king when you're used to meatballs.
That's a fine way to talk to your husband. I should have married Irene. What a girl. Why, she's been kissed by men who wouldn't even look at you.
So what? I've been kissed by men who wouldn't look at me neither.
What a life we live. Here we've been married 10 years, and we have nothing to show for it.
Don't let our 12 kids hear you say that. What is it, Henrietta?
Willie won't let me play jacks with him because I haven't got any money.
What kind of jacks does he want to play?
Jacks are better.
What did we ever do to deserve such children?
We got married.
I don't know what the baby's bawling for. I just fed him some of those Zweibach biscuits.
Zweibach biscuits? When did we get them?
They're right here in the red and blue package.
Humphrey, these are dog biscuits. Now he's chasing the cat under the house. Oh, but don't worry about Junior. He's such a manly little fella. He'll be back in time for dinner. And Humphrey, that's the way our marriage was in my dream.
Oh, Judy, if that's a sample of married life, I'm going to be the most confirmed bachelor in this neck of the woods.
That's okay with me. That's my favorite pastime.
What is, Judy?
Necking in the woods with a bachelor.
Hello, everybody, hello. Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, hello.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So hello, everybody, hello. Hello, shampoo, hello.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and the very beautiful song, Now is the Hour. Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll be together again next Saturday night when I'll have one of America's greatest comedians here as my guest.
You mean Al Jolson?
No, I mean Eddie Cantor.
Why, Judy, that's me. Judy, you mean you're inviting me to be your guest here next Saturday night?
You betcha I am. Come early and we'll have some fun.
All right, we have a date, Judy, and I'll bring along some Pabst Blue Ribbon. You glamorous thing, you hillbilly Ida.
Thanks, Eddie Cantor. We'll be looking for you next Saturday night. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake your patty patty cake, ride a shiny little pony.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors in the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.